Thank you for your commitment to becoming an accredited swimming timekeeper. Timekeeping is arguably the most important role at a meet. We owe it to our swimmers to record their times accurately so that they are correctly recognised for their performance. As well as supporting our swimmers, you will enhance your own enjoyment of the sport by being closer to the action, deepening your understanding of it and working alongside other committed enthusiasts. This short online course will teach you the fundamentals of timekeeping at a club, area or state level meet in pools or open water. We cover the use of both manual stopwatches and more automated timing systems such as touch pads and push buttons. After you've viewed this short video, you can access your learning via the theory test on this website. Successful candidates should print their certificate and take it to a meet for practical assessment and accreditation. Before we get into the practicalities of timekeeping, let's get clear about the variety of competitions and timing systems that you are likely to encounter. There are two forms of competition, scratch and handicap. These differ in their starting procedures. The majority of competitive swim meets are conducted as scratch events. For scratch events, all swimmers start at the same time on the starting signal, whereas for handicap events, swimmers start at different times according to the amount of handicap they've been given. There are a number of different timing systems in common use today. Firstly, manual stopwatches. These require manual starting, stopping, recording, and resetting for each race. Every timekeeper has a stopwatch, and there are generally three timekeepers per lane. Secondly, automatic officiating equipment, or AOE, together with semi-automatic timing, or SAT, as backup. Both are initiated electronically by the starting device, and AOE is stopped by the swimmer activating a touchpad. The timekeepers stop the SAT equipment by pressing the handheld buttons on their lane the instant any part of the swimmer's body contacts the finish wall. Due to reflex differences, there will be small variations between the manual times taken and those recorded on the AOE. When AOE is used, the placing and times recorded on that equipment prevail over manual results, except when the referee may be required to make a decision in accordance with the rules of swimming. SAT equipment has been approved for world record purposes when used as a backup to the AOE and the AOE fails to record a time, provided that three timekeepers take that time off the record breaker. SAT systems can be used alone without AOE. For example, many meets employ the wireless dolphin system. Finally, major national and international meets use high-speed video technology as backup instead of SAT. This is outside the scope of this course. This course details the method of timekeeping using manual stopwatches and explains simplifications when more automated timing systems are available. Taking times accurately is your single most important responsibility as a timekeeper. The chief timekeeper is responsible for all the timekeepers, and each competition requires one chief timekeeper. He or she will perform a coordination function that includes allocation of timekeepers to lanes and briefing of the timekeepers. This briefing will cover the method of start, how to operate the equipment, what to do for stopwatch failure, and checking manual stopwatches. Three timekeepers per lane are advisable, one of whom is appointed as the chief lane timekeeper. Where possible, reserve timekeepers are appointed to take times in case of equipment malfunction, potential record attempts, or simply relieve other timekeepers. Okay, so now let's get into the practicalities. As a timekeeper, you should report to the referee at least 30 minutes before the advertised starting time of the meet. This enables the referee to mark you present against the official's appointment roster, giving you a program and also give you any special instructions that may apply. To do your job properly, you will need several items of equipment: pencils, a notepad, and a clipboard, and where automatic or semi-automatic timing is not being used, also a stopwatch, with the capability of timing to 1/100th of a second. Take note of the dress code or uniform requirements for meet officials. Consider also the most appropriate clothing for your duties, especially for the weather at outdoor locations. At indoor venues, facilities management often require officials to wear closed shoes on the pool deck. You should expect your feet to get wet, especially during butterfly races. Timekeepers and other technical officials are not permitted to use mobile phones whilst they're officiating. They should also avoid initiating conversation with the swimmers. If addressed, officials should reply without distracting swimmers from their event. Scratch events are started from a starting device, for example, a horn, whistle, pistol shot, or word of command. Handicap events are started by the command go and a simultaneous starting signalling device, usually a flag. For scratch events, you start your stopwatch when you see the flash of light from the starting device or smoke from a pistol. For starting devices without visible flash, start your stopwatch at the sound of the starting signal. For handicap events, you start your stopwatch when the handicap starting signalling device used by the starter reaches a predetermined position. During the briefing, before the start of a program that includes handicap events, the chief timekeeper will inform the timekeepers of the position of the handicap starting signalling device at which they should start their stopwatch. It is your responsibility to position yourself for each start so that you have a clear and unobstructed view of the starter and the starting device. Timekeepers do not need to start their stopwatches at events using AOE and/or SAT equipment unless a manual backup is required. Immediately after starting your stopwatch, you should check that it is running and functioning properly. Do this regularly throughout the race. If your stopwatch malfunctions, you must immediately advise the chief lane timekeeper or chief timekeeper if a chief lane timekeeper has not been appointed, who shall notify the chief timekeeper without delay. When the leading swimmer reaches the 15-metre point from the finish, all timekeepers should stand and move forward together into their positions to observe the finish. The false start rope is located at this 15-metre point. To avoid anticipating the finish, lane timekeepers are advised to watch the swimmer until approximately 5 metres from the finish and then look down to the face of the finish wall. Wait for the swimmer to swim into your field of view and then stop the stopwatch as soon as any part of the swimmer's body makes contact with the finish wall. The backstroke flags are located at this 5-metre point. This procedure for taking the time applies to both scratch and handicap races. We will consider the finish of open water events in a moment. To ensure a proper view of the finish, lane timekeepers must stand at the finish end of the lane of the swimmer that they are timing, directly over the top of the lane and looking down the face of the wall. You cannot accurately take the time from the side of the pool. When AOE is used, do not stand on the black strip along the top of the touchpad because it can register an incorrect time. The method of touch, particularly in form strokes, is not the responsibility of the timekeeper. If times are to be used for record purposes, a person may operate only one button or stopwatch on a lane. Once you have taken the time, you should return to your chair or position in readiness for the next race. When stopwatches are used, timekeepers are to keep a personal record of their individual times for each race on their results slip in order to be able to verify the time in case of inquiries from an authorised official such as the referee, chief recorder, chief timekeeper or chief lane timekeeper. Most swimmers want to know the time they have achieved as soon as they finish the race. You can tell them the lane time recorded, but you must inform the swimmer that the time is unofficial until there is an official announcement of results. If AOE is in use, swimmers' times recorded electronically are also subject to official confirmation. Stopwatches are to be reset to zero prior to the start of the next race on the long whistle from the referee. You will be briefed on this procedure by the chief timekeeper prior to the start of the meet. At the finish of an open water event, swimmers must touch the touchpad or vertical wall at the finish line. When automatic timing is not available, a special manual stopwatch with printer is used to record times. In that case, the timekeeper must press the lap split button at the touch of each swimmer. Do not finally stop the stopwatch until instructed. When all three stopwatches or two of the stopwatches on the same lane record the same time, this time is the indicated official time. When all three stopwatches record different times, the indicated official time shall be that of the stopwatch recording the middle time. If for some reason only two stopwatches record the time and they differ, the stopwatch showing the slower time shall be taken as the indicated official time. When only one stopwatch time is recorded, that time will be the indicated official time. Note, in pools equipped with AOE SAT, it is common to have only two timekeepers per lane. In this case, the meet director and referee should decide prior to the start of the meet whether to use the average of the two recorded times or the slower time recorded as the official time in the event that the AOE equipment fails. Records can only be established in scratch events or individual record attempts and cannot be set in handicap, mixed gender or open water events. To be recognised as a record, a time must be recorded by the AOE or three digital stopwatches accurate to 1/100th of a second. Each timing device must be started at the starting signal of the race and not stopped until the instant any part of the swimmer's body contacts the finish wall. As each timekeeper may operate only one stopwatch or button, it is necessary to have three timekeepers on each lane to enable records to be claimed. When three stopwatches are started at the starting signal and one stops during the race, the times from the other two stopwatches by themselves are insufficient for record purposes. This is why it's important to have reserve timekeepers. Whilst it is tempting to focus timekeeping resources on the middle lanes where the fastest times are more likely, note that records can be created by other than event winners. Specifically, a local record established by a local swimmer, for example, a resident record, or an age group record created by a swimmer swimming outside his or her age group or in an open event, or an intermediate distance record as provided in the rules, for example, an 800 metre record during a 1500 metre race, or first swimmer's split time in a same-sex relay. For swim meets organised by areas or clubs, when a swimmer's performance equals or improves a current state record, an application for record form must be properly completed and signed for the swimmer to claim the record. This applies whether timed by AOE or manually. The application for record form must be signed by several officials before leaving the pool on the day of competition. Where the race is manually timed, each of the three timekeepers in the particular lane must sign. The chief timekeeper is in charge of all timekeepers. Prior to the meet commencing, the chief timekeeper allocates timekeepers to their respective lanes, appoints chief lane timekeepers as well as reserve timekeepers if AOE is not in use, and assigns seating positions. Informs all timekeepers of the method of start to be used in scratch or handicap events. He or she is advised by the starter. Ensures that timekeepers are informed about the operation of any timing equipment and checks that the equipment is operating effectively. In the case of SAT equipment, this check will be carried out in conjunction with the equipment operator and supervisor during the pre-competition briefing and stopwatch check. Checks all stopwatches for accuracy in accordance with the recommended procedure. Instructs timekeepers what they are to do in the event of their stopwatch failing at the start or during the race. Tells timekeepers to check their stopwatch immediately after the start to ensure that the stopwatch is working properly and again several times during each race, and instructs timekeepers when to reset their stopwatches to be ready for the next race. During each race, the chief timekeeper inspects the stopwatch of any timekeeper when considered necessary, such as checking the time recorded of the first placing, and takes the time of the first place or any possible record breaker. After each race, the timekeeper signals the referee when all timekeepers are ready for the next race, informs the referee of any irregularities, ensures that the completed result slip is being collected from each lane and forwarded to the chief recorder, and informs the referee of any irregularities in the timekeeping function. Examples of this include a timekeeper who is inefficient or unable to perform their timekeeping duties for any reason, such as illness or incapacity, or a runner not collecting cards. Before the start of a meet, the chief timekeeper will have all timekeepers participate in a stopwatch check. The procedure is to have all timekeepers start their stopwatches and start his own at the starting signal initiated by the starter. Stopwatches are to be run continuously for at least the length of time required for the longest event on the program or a 400 metre event if there is a longer event. have all timekeepers stop their stopwatches and stop his own on a prearranged signal. Compare the times on his stopwatch with those on all timekeepers' stopwatches. All stopwatches should be within the accuracy limits of plus or minus a few hundredths of a second. Those which are not should be replaced. Stopwatches are not to be reset to zero until times have been checked with the chief timekeeper. This procedure will vary when SAT is used. Congratulations! You have now covered the entire syllabus to become an accredited timekeeper and chief timekeeper at a club, area, or state level meet. During this course, you have learned about the equipment you need to take with you and reporting time for a meet. We have covered the timing procedure at the start of the race, what to do during it, at the finish, and afterwards. The method of determining times from up to three stopwatches has been covered, and the specific requirements for timing and claiming records. Finally, we spoke about the additional duties of a chief timekeeper, including the stopwatch check procedure. More information can be obtained by referencing the Swimming New South Wales training notes that accompany this video. Once you are comfortable with the syllabus, please attempt the multiple choice theory test on this website. Once you pass, print the certificate and take to a carnival for practical assessment and accreditation. On behalf of the many swimmers who will benefit from your officiating, thank you and enjoy.